You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It takes courage to bloom. So I want you to know that in this season of uncomfortable growth, that you are way braver than you think.
Your new life is going to cost you your old one. It's going to cost you your comfort zone and your sense of direction. It's going to cost you relationships and friends. It's going to cost you being liked and understood. It doesn't matter. All you're going to lose is what was built for a person you no longer are.
Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
Everybody has the desire to do something, but they don't have they don't know how to really complete the process of dedicating themselves and having the discipline to do it. If you got the desire, you got to match that desire with your dedication, and you got to match it with your discipline.
No idea how limitless you are when you don't care what other people think or say about you. It is fear that drives that. It is. And most of your mates that you hang around with are just as afraid because you pick somebody like yourself to hang around with.
If you feel like you lost your way, I would say congratulations. If you're lost, that only means one thing. You're about to be found. And sometimes you need to lose your way in order to find a better way. Sometimes you need to lose certain things to gain better things. Sometimes certain doors have to close that you want to keep open so a better door can come into your life.
There are too many people who have doubted you that you've given credit to. You've allowed them to have a name for being able to be negative in your life. It's time for you to give an eviction notice. There's no vacancy in your life and in your heart and mind available if you're going to be great. It's time for you to say, I've given a one-day notice that those who told me I couldn't be great, I got to release them. Those who said that you would never make it, release them. It's time to trade in those places and those people that tried to stop you and adopt a philosophy that says, watch me.
Sometimes the reason that you're suffering is because you just won't let go of the thing that's biting you. And so one of the rules is, if people are impeding your development, you sacrifice your relationship with them, right? It's a very, very rough rule.
Rather than trying to impress people who don't give a shit about you, just start impressing the next 2.0 version of yourself. Like, what would the next highest, most stoic version of you be impressed by today? Would it be impressed by the fact that you're going to bed earlier? That you're waking up and getting your workout in? That you're eating right? What would the future self be impressed by? Make a list of 3 to 5 things and then start doing those things. Like, those are the things I love impressing the future me versus trying to impress the people around me.
I think something that keeps people so stagnant is the fear of stepping into the unknown. You know, staying where we are is painful and we don't like it, but we allow the fear of stepping into the unknown to keep us in situations that we don't even like because we're scared to take that leap. We're scared to really, you know, put ourselves out there and lean into that uncertainty. But you got to understand that uncertainty is a gift. It is a gift.
It's quite possible that things could turn out better than you could have ever imagined. Sometimes scenarios play out in our lives and things don't work out the way that we wanted them to. And the reason for that is because the universe knows that you deserve way better. So, when a door closes in your life that you really wanted to enter, first, grieve it, and then get really excited, because the next door will be the one that was made for you.
I think as a human, sometimes you feel like you always gotta wait for the right time, what makes sense to you to actually start executing, to actually start, stop making excuses, to doing the things that you always really wanted to do. I'm starting to find myself now being like, nah, there is no right time to do anything. You just gotta start doing.
It's time for them to see that everything that's within you, every dream that God gave you.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can become a reality. But in order to get there, you got to put a seed in the ground of belief. You got to be able to water it with daily affirmations. You got to be able to step on it, to pack it down, to make sure that there is nothing to snuff out, and then allow the sun to rain down on it. I mean, every single day you allow light in by separating yourself from negative people. And then while they're sitting there watching you, day after day, you begin to grow. And in the beginning stages of you going after your greatness, it'll be difficult for some people to tell the difference between a weed and that which took seed. But it won't take long, because that which has a seed will one day show up with fruit. See, fruit will remain out of the work that you do today. People whose lives will be changed. People will see what you are. There is something on you that is calling us to acknowledge you. And I'm here to validate and say, you are great. Just the way you are.
If you have a goal, you have a responsibility. A responsibility to rise to the level required to achieve it. A responsibility to respect yourself enough to put in the work. It won't be easy, but if it was, everyone would do it. There wouldn't be so many early mornings, failures, or sacrifices. Everything that comes with the struggle is what turns you into the person who's capable of achieving the things that you want. So stop shying away from the challenge. It's your responsibility to face it.
Expecting it to be easy is what makes it much harder than it ever is. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill.
You'll get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined. And that's because the path that's paved is far different to the path we pave.
Just don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do, or can or cannot achieve. Just don't allow it. Just do not allow it. Be whatever you want to be.
Stop tying your value and worth to external achievements. How much money you make, the position at your company, what kind of car you drive. Your value must be linked to something greater than material things that can disappear overnight. Greater than what the world defines as success. Instead of looking out here for validation about your value. Look internally. Look at your heart. Look at your intentions. Look how far you've come. Get your idea of your value and worth from that. It will free you in so many ways. Stop looking out here for your worth and value. Look inside and look up.
We believe that the biggest obstacle we have to overcome is out there, and many times the call is coming from inside of our own house. I think that the worst enemy that many people have is the voice that's inside of their own head. Now, this voice has probably maybe come from the outside world, but we've now internalized it. You know, we have become our own worst enemy in some regards.
You have to stay busy. You have to find yourself now. You have to find out who you are. And it's going to take effort, man. I hate to tell you that because I know it's probably going to be hard sometimes, but you can do it.
How I keep positive, I'd say, is every time it gets tough and when I feel like I don't want to do it, there is someone out there in this world laying on a hospital bed begging for a second chance at life. I don't think I have any excuse to not go hard.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. And give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Your current situation is not your final destination. There's more to your life. And I know right now it's hard for you to believe that, but I need you to believe it. Like, everything you're currently facing is building you for something greater. You're more than your struggles. You're more than your pain. I know you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. I know you feel alone and isolated. I want you to flood your life with appreciation, even for the little things, the small things, for breathing your body, for your heartbeat. Because appreciation is the first step to elevating your life. So I want to tell you, I'm proud of you for not giving up when it's so easy to.
Your work ethic reflects your gratitude, which ultimately leads to your results. The grateful person shows up early. The grateful person gives full effort. The grateful person asks several questions. Look around you, and you can tell those who are grateful by their work ethic. Those who are great in any profession, understand it starts with the understanding that you are capable of going from nothing to everything.
But here's the thing, that if you have a very clear vision and you're absolutely convinced and have the faith in your vision, then all the work that you need to do becomes easier because there's a purpose for it.
Haven't you imagined a better life? Okay, who you think he showed it to? He showed it to you. Why you think he showed it to you? Because he want to give it to you. But if you don't work, if you don't ask him for it, he cannot give it to you because he created us with the power of choice.
It's not okay for you to be a weak loser. It's not okay. And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that. And it's a crime, an ethical crime, for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts the world. Really, really, it does.
There are two types of pain, the pain of action and the pain of inaction. The pain of action is blunt, in your face, and forces you to grow. For every hour we suffer through sharpening our skills, being proactive, and restoring order, we don't reduce the amount of pain we face, but rather we take it on the chin. We sign up for it up front. And because of this voluntary acceptance, day after day, we gain the strength to shoulder it. By embracing pain instead of running from it, we are simultaneously transformed by it. We become someone we are proud of, someone that others can depend upon, which in turn gives meaning to the pain. And it's this feeling of growth and progress that helps us feel useful to ourselves, useful to others, which gives the suffering a purpose.
I don't think anyone who suffered a tragedy that has gotten through it in some way will tell you, I needed to find deeper meaning in my life. Once something has happened that is a tragic event, a loss, a death, or anything that is a setback, some people numb themselves. But that doesn't mean the pain's not there. It just means you're not feeling it. Tragedy is just too strong, too powerful for the mind to fathom. Let's be honest. The mind cannot deal with it. So you have to go deeper than the mind. And the place that's deeper than the mind is love, faith, hope, meaning, and purpose. And that's what you hold on to for your dear life. And you just forge ahead. And some days are going to be harder and some will be easier. Sometimes it's very painful. And if you can move from one day to the next, you get stronger, whether you know it or not. And ultimately what will emerge is a new person, a person that you'll see that you went through the fire and you become a more powerful person in the process.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.